Gleeson.
Oh? Well, what are the gentlemen's names?
They wouldn't give names. I'm sorry, sir. They were very forceful. I've shown them into the study.
What on earth? If an Englishman's home is his castle, why don't they equip suburban villas with moats and drawbridges?
I expect it's the choir holiday fund. Get rid of them quickly, dear. It's nearly the children's bedtime.
I shan't be long.
I wish we had got a moat and drawbridge. Then when we didn't want people, we could just pull up the drawbridge and no one else could get in.
And Ruth could be a fire-breathing dragon in the moat, frightening people away.
Better not let Ruth hear you say that.
Why not? It's more fun being a dragon than a parlour maid. Isn't that so, Mother?
I expect so, dear.
I want to hear Father's story about when he was a boy.
He may have forgotten by now.
Then why don't I help pass the time with a brand new story about a princess with green eyes.
Yes, please. A princess with green eyes and a fire-breathing dragon named Ruth and a brave heroic girl named Phyllis and a little...
Quiet, Phil, listen.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you say, sir.
So I say? Of course I say. It happens to be the truth.
At last, Father's rung to have them shown out.
Thank goodness they're going.
Why were they shouting, Mother?
Ruth, please, Mum, the master wants you to step into the study. He looks like the dead. I think it's bad news. A death in the family.
That'll do, Ruth. You can go. As for you, my dears, don't look so worried. Don't worry. Mother will sort it out.
She'll terrify them. She'll send them packing. You'll hear their screams all the way down the street.
Shh. What are you talking about?
Listen.
You really must insist, sir. You are making a very grave mistake.
It is absolutely dreadful.
What are they saying?
Ruth.
They're calling Ruth.
Bobby, I don't like it.
I know. There's an awful lot of commotion.
They've gone.
Thank goodness.
Mother?
It's bedtime, darlings. Ruth will put you to bed.
But you promised we could sit up late and talk to Father.
Father's been called away on business.
But, Mother, it's night time.
I know, darlings. It can't be helped.
Won't Father come in and kiss us good night?
He asked me to kiss you good night on his behalf.
Where's Daddy gone?
I can't tell you anything more. Now be good, darlings. Go on up.
It wasn't bad news, Mummy. Is anyone dead?
Nobody's dead. No. Go, dear. Go now.
It was all very mysterious. Phyllis and I went straight up, but Peter waited for Ruth on the stairs. Ruth! Master Peter, you should be in bed.
I say, Ruth, what's up?
Ask no questions and you'll be told no lies. You'll know soon enough.
And later, when Mother came up and kissed us as we lay asleep, I was the only one whom the kiss woke. I said to myself, if Mother doesn't want us to know she's been crying, we won't know it. That's all. When we came down to breakfast the next morning, Mother had already gone out.
And she wasn't home at 1 o'clock, dinner, nor at tea time.
It was nearly 7 before she came in.
Now, my darlings, I want to tell you something. Those men last night did bring very bad news, and Father will be away for some time. I want you all to help me by being good and happy and not quarrelling when I'm away, for I shall have to be away a good deal.
We won't quarrel, Mother.
Indeed we won't.
Also, I want you to promise not to ask me any questions about...